Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the last days of June 2024. We want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July on Thursday. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round, recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We have had a wonderful week here at Camp Courageous. It's been Muscular Dystrophy Association Week here at Camp Courageous, something that we started back in the early 80s. What has always inspired me about this particular group is that, say, for example, if you lived in a community like Monticello, Iowa, or Cascade, or a wide variety of communities, and if you're a young person, you had muscular dystrophy, you're probably the only one in the community with muscular dystrophy. And it's wonderful that we go to schools that are all mainstreamed, but it is also nice that these individuals can come to Camp Courageous every year and be a part of a week where there's dozens and dozens and dozens of other campers that share the same disability that you have. Lifetime friendships are made, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and this past week has been a very heartwarming week. Our travel campers took off for Galena for the Bloom Festival. They had a wonderful time up there doing a little shopping along with tasting some of the great food and watching the beautiful glow of the balloons. Also on Sunday then, the travel campers went to the School of Rock Performance in Dubuque. Had a terrific time there. Great meal, great entertainment, and just a fun time. This past week, we had a wonderful retirement party for Becky Melcher. Becky has been the camp's administrative assistant for the last 21 years. It's a wonderful celebration. We wish Becky the very best in her retirement. And here's Becky just reflecting on her past 21 years here at Camp Courageous.
It's been a great year. 21 years. It's 21 years of reflecting of all the best things about Camp Courageous. I still have been taking it all in and just looking at everything and thinking, wow, what a remarkable place. And there's nothing more satisfying than coming together and realizing that we are more alike than we are different, and we want to make this place as magical as we can. One thing that I will say is when I started at camp, I thought, oh, Camp Courageous is so awesome and it gives the campers so many things. And that is true. But what I soon came to realize is that the campers give us every bit as much as we give them. Sometimes we forget the joy that just everyday living is in their hearts, and we realize then that those are things that we can take away from what they teach us.
Once again, we wish Becky the very best in her retirement. A big thank you to an old neighbor of mine, a dear friend, Paulette Sands, who lined up a trip with a large group of individuals from the Meadows up in Manchester to come visit the camp. We had a wonderful tour, had zip line rides, and just a fun time. If you'd like us to come to you, or if you'd like to come to Camp Courageous, we'd love to come and tell you more about Camp Courageous at any time. A huge thank you to our friends at Community Oil in Carroll, Iowa, for their decades of support of Camp Courageous. Todd Canny mentioned to me at the Few Iowa Golf Benefit this year that they had some cups to donate to the camp. And so Connor Canny, the grandson of Chico and nephew of Todd, pulled in the camp with 4 pallets of a variety of sizes of cups. The campers were all excited. They all took home cups. And a big thank you once again to Community Oil in Carroll, Iowa, for their years of support. Also had our dear friend Larry Rickmeyer from Latimer, Iowa, bring down 100 beautiful wood carvings with a combination of oak and walnut in them. We give them out to each one of our campers during our Lions Visually Impaired Week. It's been a tradition that was started with his dad, Dutch, decades ago. And a big thank you to Larry for coming all the way down with some great gifts for the campers. Also, a big thank you to Kevin Urban from Cedar Rapids, who stopped by camp on his late wife's birthday to donate a wonderful paddle boat to Camp Courageous. This is a very special paddle boat for a camper who has no ability to use their legs, so they can paddle with their arms. Kevin and his family took the inaugural ride around Lake Todd, and it was a heartwarming celebration. We're in the final days of Roundup at Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa. A big thank you to our friends at Goodwill. Great partners with Camp Courageous. The Pineapple Gala is right around the corner, and the pineapple sales will begin August 1st throughout all the Hy-Vees in the area, and the gala will be on the 16th. If you have a Pineapple Gala auction item or you'd like to attend the Pineapple Gala, now's the time to get a hold of us. We'd love to make arrangements for you. Also, it's a great time to be registering for the 2024 Camp Courageous Sprint Triathlon. It will be that first Sunday, the 4th of August, here at Camp Courageous, and a great activity. Also, a big thank you to our friends at the Manchester Garage Sale. It's now open year-round, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. A big thank you to all of our volunteers up there and all those people that donate to that. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Our need of the week are 2X and 3X white t-shirts. We use those to tie-dye and also liquid hand soap. A big happy birthday to our dear friend Jane Buck of Des Moines on her 93rd birthday this Saturday the 29th. Friends that we are remembering, there's a special celebration on Saturday for Bill Quimby at Cole College in Cedar Rapids, a longtime Camp Courageous board member. And also our sympathy goes out to the family and friends of Pete Thompson of Cedar Rapids, who passed away, and his memorials come to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend and a great 4th of July. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.